different voice.
Like, yeah.
Or like the guy who put the thing in the casket in the ground. I'm not dead.
I feel like maybe we're missing the comedic angle of this.
I think maybe we are. I've changed my mind. It's awesome.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden has just kicked campaign season into high gear. With a video offer to his Republican challenger.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Mr. Biden, in a dig at weekly breaks at the former president's hush money trial, Mr. Trump has responded on his Truth Social platform saying he is, quote, ready to rumble. He tells Fox the president's proposal for face-offs before early voting begins are fully acceptable to him. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
A debate in late June and another one in September, around the time many Americans start getting their ballots to cast votes early. This was a complaint to the Trump campaign as well, that the previously scheduled debates by that commission were being held too late in the process.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
On the next Midday Magazine, we'll spend part one with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher, and in part two with the Southwood County YMCA. Join us every Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 4.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' recent vetoes and accuse Democrats of playing politics with everything from PFAS cleanup to Western Wisconsin emergency health care. Senator Howard Markline.
We have urgent needs across the state. The legislature has addressed those needs and has solved those problems. However, the governor put special interests and his liberal base ahead of the people of Wisconsin.
Democrats call yesterday's session an election year ploy. The countdown to next year's NFL draft in Green Bay is officially underway after a ceremonial handoff of hosting duties from Detroit Tuesday. Officials are expecting more than 250,000 tourists in the Fox Valley and a $90 million economic impact statewide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you want to find out about community resources for youth related to mental health and substance use, there's an event next week in Marshfield. The Let's Keep Talking series is holding a meeting on May 21st. Joanne Greenlee is the mental health navigator for the School District of Marshfield.
I will be part of the panel to talk about school services and how to access mental health and substance use services through school. Georgette Teschner is a Wood County CCS worker, that's Comprehensive Community Services worker. So she will be representing sort of county resources that are available. And then Liz Gussie, who has multiple roles in our community. She is going to represent Wood County Crisis. She's one of their crisis workers.
This Let's Keep Talking series will be at the Everett Rail Marshfield Public Library at 6 p.m. in the Felker Room on the second floor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 72 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth. Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good start to your Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to dive into some entertainment news right now. And then a little bit later, we're going to get into the biggest and top names for a boy and a girl, the top unisex names.
All right.
Got that one coming up. We will also get into a majority of Americans are underslept. We'll discuss if we can stay awake long enough. And we got some coffee. Other fun stuff. More coffee. But we kick it off our entertainment section here. And I want to touch on this. This is kind of interesting. Nicolas Cage is taking on a darker version of Spider-Man in a new series. The Oscar winner is set to star in Noir, a series adaptation of the Spider-Man Noir comic book from Marvel. It'll be on Prime Video and MGM Plus. For those that don't know, MGM Plus is still around. It is a thing. According to the announcement, Noir is set in the 1930s New York and follows a down-on-his-luck private investigator who is forced to grapple with his past life as the city's one and only superhero. Now, he'll be Spider-Man, but the character has always had the nickname of Noir, and so that's where this comes from and everything.
For those who've watched the Spider-Verse movies, the animated ones, he does the voice of the Noir Spider-Man in those, so yeah.
Now, this is going to be a live-action version of it, which is pretty exciting to see this. Nicolas Cage has made no, he was long ahead of the Marvel, or not just Marvel, but the superhero thing. But specifically Marvel. I mentioned this many times with Nicolas Cage. He is a Coppola. He is Nicolas Coppola. And my God, if that was my last name, how great I'd be going out for auditions and all this. But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to make it on his own. So he was trying to think of a name. He is a big fan of comic books. Big fan of Luke Cage.
Yep.
Went with Cage.
Yep. That's how he got it.
He played Ghost Rider before. Mm-hmm. I believe he has a Ghost Rider tattoo.
I believe that's correct.
Many people knew about him playing the idea of him playing Superman one day.
For many years. Oh my gosh. That was bantered about, yes.
So it's not surprising to see him do this. Mm-hmm. It is surprising to see him go to TV. Nicolas Cage has never done TV. Mm. And this is something that he has noted too. In December, the Leaving Las Vegas star said in an interview with UpRocks that he was very interested in immersion streaming with episodic television.
Okay.
Quote, "I have seen things that can be done now with characters and the time they're given to express themselves," he said. "I might have something to learn in television."
Okay. How about that?
Oscar winner. Coppola, a guy that one of the most recognizable names in the game. And he's looking at this as something to learn. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's looking at a paycheck, too, and all of those things. I'm not saying he's doing anything noble here necessarily. but I think it's pretty cool, his approach to this and his idea to this. They came to him with the idea and boom, right away, signed up. Like for the day, if it hasn't already happened, the idea of I'm a movie actor, I can't do TV, I'll never get back to movies is dead.
That is officially dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is gone. That has been gone for quite a while, but this really hammers it home, puts the tombstone up and everything.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. I think that's it was never a good thing anyway. It was a silly thing that existed forever.
Yeah.
And to some older Hollywood executives and to some older casting directors, it still exists. But that's not going to last much longer.
No,
I think it's pretty cool.
As the turnover of those folks, I think it'll be more and more. It'll be non-existent at some point.
I'll definitely be watching that. Can't wait. Eminem's upcoming album, The Death of Slim Shady, is his next album.
Mm-hmm.
And arguably maybe his last album, according to him. He's kind of flirted around with this idea. You know, when you're selling an album, you come up with different ways of press releases and stuff. I remember Jack White, before vinyl became a lot bigger in this second run it's had and everything, he had 500 albums that he put on balloons and just released them in America. And wherever they landed, they landed. Artists do all kinds of things.
Love interesting marketing things,
Nobody's done this. He ran an obituary for Slim Shady in the Detroit Free Press.
Oh, wow.
It features a picture of Eminem in his old school overalls and everything. It says that Shady led millions of fans down a road that, quote, glorified a demonstrative worldwide view. He went on to say a couple of different things about this, but basically, this is him saying goodbye to this persona, this character. He believes that he is older now, that this, he's matured a lot in a lot of ways.
It's true.
And for a lot of hip-hop artists, this is the thing that's happening. Donald Glover. Donald Glover, by the way, as a side note, thanks a lot, Donald. Donald. Thanks a lot. One guy that I would, if I could choose anybody to work with in the entertainment world, he'd be the guy. First one on my list. Number one draft pick, Donald Glover. But I have a problem with you, sir. You released a brand new album out of nowhere on a Sunday night. Guess what I did Sunday night until like 2 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
While I'm studying and while I'm working on grading and I'm listening at the whole time. Little foot, big foot. I'm rapping to the songs and everything. But he has talked about this, too. And Andre 3000, a lot of rappers that are getting into their 40s, 50s and stuff. You know, it's basically the guy that turns his, that has the ball cap, and he's worn it his whole life turned around. And then one day he realizes, maybe I should turn
a little
it
old for
now.
That.
Maybe I'm a little old for that. Now
mean you, Fred Durst.
Yeah, yeah. I think this, and that's an interesting name to bring up because Limp Bizkit has a rejuvenance.
Yeah,
and they're out touring right
Shockingly.
Now. With Fred Durst out there with his red ball cap turned backwards and a big Santa beard. it's interesting. I don't think that there's any right or wrong answer
no.
with this, but I think it's kind of interesting to see these artists make these decisions and kind of evolve as human beings, as people. And you don't see Mick Jagger's not going out there and saying, I'm too old for rock and roll.
Maybe he should, but he's not.
Yeah. This doesn't happen with other genres.
Right.
And I don't know if it's good or bad. I think that, you know, one point, maybe the Rolling Stones are a good example.
Mm.
I think Ozzy Osbourne's a good example. I've seen Ozzy, and I was really happy to have seen Ozzy Osbourne. He was very good. I thought he was great. I also went into it understanding that he was a 60-year-old man when I saw him. And for some people, maybe you still want to see that. Or for some others, maybe it's, ooh, they should have probably retired. You know, it's the athlete, the Willie Mays in a New York Mets uniform spinning when he's going after a fastball.
Right.
Would you rather see that, or would you rather see Jim Brown retiring at the top of his game and that's how we remember him?
Right.
There's no right answer here. There's no right or wrong answer, I think. It's just interesting.
If they're still feeling the creative juices, you know, that kind of thing, if they still want more power to them. You know, I'm not going to be one, you know, maybe I'll make fun of them a little bit, but it's not because I don't like them or what they're doing. It's just one of those things where, yeah, the Stones keep doing what they're doing because I think they have fun doing it. I think they enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So why not?
I think it's neat that he's actually doing a over the top, like, I'm changing what I'm doing, and here's, you know, mm-hmm. this is why.
Yeah.
I'm putting this person to rest, and artists have done that with varying degrees of success throughout, you know, musical history. Look
mm-hmm.
at what happened with, like, Faith Hill or Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
where they've pivoted to another, and then they get ostracized for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I agree with you, Melissa. I think it's not only like a very creative, I think, way of doing this.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think it's kind of cool. I think it's kind of a way of saying goodbye to this character with his fans that mm-hmm. made
and
him this character
yep.
and everything.
Taking the reins in their own hands and
yes.
saying, no, this is where I want my career to go, not mm-hmm. where my producers think it should go or where even sometimes where my fans think it should go. I'm the creative here.
Or Father
I'm going
Time.
To do me.
Yeah, yeah. Or Father Time deciding for you.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
or
yeah.
health issues, or mm-hmm. something like that. That's a great point on this. I had not thought of. I really appreciate that point. That's interesting.
And it's cool that you get to pick your own eulogy.
Yeah,
a lot of artists don't get to do that.
Yeah,
you know, think of what all the people have died. You know, mm-hmm. that didn't have a chance, really young. So yeah.
The artist that the industry just or the masses just say, oh, we're not into this anymore.
Yeah, we're done.
You know, and so that's how you go out with, you know, your last album selling like 2 records.
It's Vanilla Ice. Poor Vanilla
yeah,
Ice.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, everybody. Before we get into some local entertainment, it's time for our new segment, James's Flicks. James's Flicks. Everybody, it's James's Flicks.
He needs to work on the theme song.
That was kind of catchy.
I worked all weekend on that, man. I am not a musician. No.
Or a drummer. But here we are.
Or much of anything sometimes. But I did want to touch on a movie I did get to see recently. And I don't get to do this very often where I think that I can recommend a movie that I think almost everybody that is of age will enjoy. Because
right.
this is an R-rated movie. So
okay.
I will say that with some context to this and everything.
This is not for children.
No. But the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. I got the chance to see this over the weekend and everything. Sunday night. Monday. Was it Monday or Tuesday? All is a blur to me. obviously, I just mentioned earlier with what's going on this weekend for me and my family, I have a lot on my heart, a lot on my plate this week, trying to get a lot done because I'm not going to be able to teach as much this weekend. So I've been up late and I haven't been able to sleep to begin with. So having a movie on in the background oftentimes helps relax me or puts me, you know, eases my mind so I can get to REM sleep. This movie was too good. It did not do that for me because I enjoyed it too much. Fantastic cast. Henry Cavill, who I think, you know, we all know is The Witcher and Superman and all this, his best acting performance by far and away for me.
Nice.
Incredible performance by him. Alan Ritchson, great young actor who has made a name for himself with the show on Amazon, that Reacher that he does, and some other things. He was great. Izzy Gonzalez was fantastic. Carrie Elwes is in this.
Wow. Oh,
and
the Princess Bride. And Wesley.
Carrie has had kind of a resurgence in his career, and thank God he has. So this movie is, it takes some artistic liberties, but it is based on Winston Churchill's documents that he had that just were uncovered back a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. The limitations came undone, so they were finally released. And this is about a group of gentlemen who basically changed everything for World War II. Without what they did, who knows how it goes. At the time, London is falling, and everybody in Parliament is on Churchill to give up. Give up to the Nazi regime. Give up, work with them. Hitler has offered a chance for us to give in, so please, and all this. And Churchill is standing his ground. He understands Hitler. He understands his enemy. Few people in life understood his enemy better than Winston Churchill, and thank God that he did, because he stayed ground. And it's so unfortunate, the amount of lives and the amount of families that we lost in the English part and all of that. But thank God that he did. He holds on a little bit longer for this group of people to be able to do what they did and basically free up the seas so that resources and the American soldiers could get through to Europe so that they could aid in the war and obviously where World War II goes. This movie is, again, a loose interpretation, but it does have a ton of actual history and facts to it. And the actual core of the story truly happened. We're just now discovering it. I've read the book, and I really encourage you to read the book. Even if you don't get a chance to see the movie, I encourage you to read the book. Again, it is the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Guy Ritchie directed this, and you can tell. And I mean that in compliment. I like
right,
Guy Ritchie.
Right. But he has a style. He has a very distinct style, right?
It is a hard movie, but it's also, I will tell you right now, it is not your typical World War II movie. It's more of an action movie with actual history to it. To me, there was a lot of feel goodness in this, and it's probably the first time in my life I have watched a movie that is based in World War II that I enjoyed like that. That this is an obviously sensitive subject for me. And watching that movie, I enjoyed it. I had fun with the movie. It's very well done. Incredible performances by every single actor in it. Rory Kinnear, who does not get a lot of credit for a lot of the work that he has done, plays Winston Churchill. Almost as good as Gary Oldman did. Almost. A great performance by him. It's a fun movie. It's a great movie. You get a chance to see it. I encourage you to check it out.
All right.
And definitely check out the book if you get a chance. Really good book. Really good book. I want you to be sure to make some plans this Friday for our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We had them in yesterday talking a little bit about this. Stand-up and improv comedy coming up this Friday.
Woo!
Laughter is the best medicine. And this is going to be a really fun one. And all of this is to help support Three Bridges Recovery, one of our favorite groups of people. We love our friends over at Three Bridges. And send a good morning to all of them out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, appreciate the hard work they do.
I didn't get a chance to really talk about this with Gretchen too much, but I'm a little upset with her, actually. Because this is really cool. It's a great idea. But you can go at 7 o'clock and take in the improv, take in the show and some stand-up comedy, and that is fantastic. But if you want, you go there at 6, and your ticket includes an improv workshop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they have such great, creative, smart, funny people over there at WRCT. How am I supposed to compete with that as a teacher?
It's just me. And they got this whole team and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I encourage you either way to go ahead and take in on this. Improv is so much fun to learn, so much fun to do. Mm-hmm. If you've ever wanted to ever dip your foot into that water, here's a great opportunity to do it while also taking in a great show afterwards. And the whole time knowing that you are putting back into your community, that you are supporting your community, that you are supporting the arts, that you are supporting Three Bridges Recovery.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Absolutely.
You can find out more. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Encourage you to do so and support local theater, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show coming up here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
To everyone who craves a sweet treat with a little something special, let me tell you about our concrete mixers at Culver's. There's so many reasons I love fresh frozen custard. It's so rich, so creamy. It's the perfect treat. But when I handcraft it with all of your favorite mix-ins and see your smiles after every spoonful, it's clear what makes our concrete mixers so special to me is making them just for you.
Thank you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 72 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Why was I saying that? So it's hard to say that happy with this music going
it's
on.
True.
It's a little like WFHR, everybody. Here's the Stalker song. It's a little tough. Sorry, you got to get creative. Got to get creative.
You do.
We do have some important information to pass along to our audience. It turns out that the James Flicks segment has been canceled.
It had a good run.
It did all right. Actually, very, very much importantly, Wood County's 911 is down. Keep that in mind, everybody, that Wood County's 911 is down right now. You can contact non-emergency lines at 715-421-8701, 421-8701. If you need that number again, please feel free to call up on the show here. We'll get it to you. Or you can call our front desk and we'll get it to you as well that way. Mm-hmm. Reach out to us if you need be. Again, Wood County's 911 is down. Contact non-emergency lines at 715-421-8701, 421-8701.
All right.
Let's go ahead and take a look at this one right now. Earlier in the week, or last week it might have been, we talked about baby names and the most popular baby names. Here is their top 10 in a site called Parenting by Number, poured through stats to find the most androgynous baby names
right.
that work or for a boy or a girl.
Right, yeah.
So here are the top 10, which is a pretty even split in recent years. Roughly half of the babies with each name have been boys, or and half have been girls.
All right.
So I don't know. I always thought these kind of things are interesting. And I don't believe it doesn't say if it's in any like order of like this one was the most used or not. So we'll just start at number one with Charlie. When that's the name on the birth certificate, it takes the top spot. It count if you count Charles, it's much more for boys than, you know,
right,
girls.
Right, right, okay.
But they did note that there were some young ladies named Charles.
That's cool. I like that.
I have a nephew, Charlie, and I love the name Charlie. I love that my sister went with that name. And I had a classmate for a long time that was named Charlie, and she and I were really good friends. So I've always, I don't know, that name has been one of those right. names that's always been that kind of unisex for me. Blake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Hadn't thought of that, but yeah.
Yep.
Emerson. Oh, I love the name Emerson. Oh, it's such a good name. Gosh, Emerson Maloff.
Girls need that.
Yep.
Emerson Maloff. How much cooler would that be? Come on.
That's not bad. I like
that's
that.
A much better name.
I'm with you.
Finley.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I know. One Finley.
Oh.
One boy, Finley. But I can see, yeah, I've heard of others of both. Yep.
Me too.
Phoenix.
How they spell
that's
it?
That's a cool name.
P-H-O.
Oh, the traditional spelling. Yeah, okay, yeah. Not the F-E-N-I-X or something like that. Yeah.
Hard to spell. Sorry, but the traditional is hard to spell.
It's true.
It is. Thank you, Melissa.
Maybe they should go with the shortened version.
Fee. Tatum. T-A-T-U-M.
Okay.
I know a little girl named Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not little anymore.
Oh.
I think she just turned like 13.
At one time, she was...
They really do grow so darn quick.
And then they stick in your head at certain ages. It's true. Mm. Unless you see them every day. That's the only time they don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I find funny is kids that you see a lot, and then you go like a couple of days without seeing them, and then you see them, and they're like, whoa.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah. This is crazy.
Growing like a weed.
Yeah. Rory. R-O-R-Y.
Rory.
Mm-hmm. I've always loved that name.
I always feel like you have to say it with an English accent, though, for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why.
Is Rory short for something? Is Rory? No, it's just Rory.
I don't think so.
Rory.
Okay. Yeah.
I was kind of curious. I hadn't thought of that before.
Not that I know. I mean, I could be wrong.
Not that I'm
That's
saying.
A traditional British name, I think.
Yes.
That's where you hear it most is in England.
Mm-hmm. Dakota.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
No, Dakotas
also a good
both,
name for a horse.
Yeah.
Very good name for a horse.
When I was young, my uncle had a horse named Dakota.
Oh, cool. Oh. Yeah,
Dakota,
that is a good name.
Hey, you know what? Not only should we should do names for like boys and girls, but also for pets. Because Dakota would be a good name for like a dog, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and often the top kid names are also the top pet names, like Bella or Luna. Yeah.
Which is hilarious. I love that.
It really is awesome. People who don't
have kids, their pets are their kids.
That's true.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Kevin.
Except... Does he accept you, though? That's the question.
Well, he's a cat, so he kind of owns us.
Doesn't accept anybody.
Ari. A-R-I.
Ari. Oh, yeah.
I know a little boy named Ari.
Yep.
It's a great name. Great name. Mm-hmm. I love all these names.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Shiloh. Shiloh. Oh. I'm saying that right, like
Shiloh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
S H I L O.
And there is a song called Shiloh by Neil Diamond that is about a dog.
named
Shiloh. Yes.
There's a movie about a dog named Shiloh.
Yeah,
too.
He might have done that for the movie if I remember correctly. Huh. But yeah,
a few more from the top 20: Alexis, Skylar, Ocean.
Ocean. Ooh, interesting.
Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler. Mm-hmm. Justice. Robin. Ira, and Casey with a K.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So if you happen to have a name that works for both, you're somewhat unique. They found it's only true for around 1% of all baby names.
Really?
1%. Wow.
Wow. That's very small.
That is really small. There are a lot of names, but that still seems small. That still does seem like a small percentage.
Robin was always one of my favorites.
Yeah,
it's
for both boys and girls. Yeah, I always like that. I mean, guys, if they were Robin, they're usually called Rob, but yeah.
I feel like the one that I ran into the most growing up, I didn't see on this list, Kelly. I would say in my head, it's probably equal amount of Kelly's men and women that I've met.
Yep, I think you're right.
I agree with that. Yep. I think for our generation, that was a very common name.
Yep.
Surprised not to see that one on there. Let's get to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the show.
sorry. First and foremost, did Melissa just feel the burn through the airways coming through me?
Kevin.
What's on your mind, sir?
There's one name that you guys forgot that they didn't put on there, but I mean, but there's two ways you can spell it. Hmm. But it's Aaron.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got the A-A-R-O-N or the E-R-I-N.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's correct.
Or in my
another name that.
I was going to say, in my family, we have and I should say Beth's family, we have a nephew whose his name is Aaron, but it's spelled A-R-O-H-N. Weird. Their last name was Roan, A-Roan.
Oh,
so
nice.
Aaron.
Oh, got it.
So
yeah.
They took a little license with that one, but yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
And then there's another one, too, that I don't know if it's really, I mean, it's a little different, but with Eric, and I've seen it spelled E-R-I-C, and then also seen it spelled A-R-I-C.
Yeah, I just had a student my last semester with that name. Yeah.
With Eric?
Yeah.
Eric?
With Eric. Yeah. Yeah. It took me a good minute or two as I'm looking at that name like,
how do I pronounce that?
I know I should know this. Yeah. I'm not going to ask for help. I can figure this out. I got it wrong.
Yeah. No. What did you think back to that SNL sketch, you know, where the teacher, I can't even think who was doing that, where they're, you know, doing the names wrong, Ron.
Keegan-Michael Key and Key and Peele sketch. Yes. You done messed up, A.A. Ron. So good. Always good talking with you, sir. Have a great morning.
All right, you guys have a great rest of the week.
You too, Kevin.
You too.
Appreciate you. Best listeners in radio. We love our listeners. That's a fun list. Have you guys had anybody kind of give like a name that somebody has called you, but that's like one or two people ever have? I've had one or two people in my life call me Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
It may even only be one, and I'm just remembering it differently, but it was a long time ago. I did know somebody that I ran into on a consistent basis that always seemed to call me Jamie. But otherwise, I don't know. I Melissa, Seth, those are pretty.
Were they Scottish? Because I think Jamie is the James. No, they have like a nickname for James, I think Jamie is. So
are you
for like Scottish
me?
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm,
if you've seen Outlander.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. Yes, she was this guy I've mentioned before a couple of times, the Scottish exchange student that we had at Lincoln.
I think it's a nickname in Scotland for James. Because there's been a lot of James in Scotland. Yeah, right.
Mind blown.
Hey, now there have been some somewhat famous people that have been named James. I'm thinking of the model James King.
Mm.
She was named James.
Oh,
so there's
a couple
of women who have been named James, too.
There's a couple. Yeah,
and I know a little girl whose middle name is James.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, cool. Yeah. It's a versatile name.
It is.
We did have the debate when I was first, you know, going to have kids and everything, because of the tradition of the first boy named, you name him James, that kind of thing. If I only had girls, would we keep the tradition going by naming one of those young ladies James?
James, yep.
My daughter's Bria and Isabel thank me for not naming them James.
They're just gone by their middle name, whatever that was.
Especially Bria and Isabel. Oh, they're just perfect names.
Those are great names. They're awesome.
Names. We are going to check in and get you updated on our news real quick. We'll be back with more fun after that. But do want to remind everybody one more time again, Wood County 911 services are down right now. If you need help, please contact 715-421-8701. 421-8701. We will keep getting that number out there while we're on the air here, everybody. Back more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Congressman Mike Gallagher's new job is close to home. He's joining Titletown Tech as a senior strategic advisor. Gallagher served in the U.S. House from Northeast Wisconsin from 2017 until just a few weeks ago. The company says Gallagher will enhance the firm's impact on high-growth startups and existing businesses. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule in the weeks ahead on absentee ballot drop boxes. Brian Schimming is chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party. He tells Wisconsin Eye majority liberals are working like activists.
It's not that there's some hue and cry out in the public for, oh, gosh, we got to have drop boxes. You never hear that. What you hear is liberal groups saying, oh, we want this, we want that.
Supporters say drop boxes make it easier for many to vote. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Your 6th through 8th graders can attend an all-day college camp this summer and explore careers through workshops and activities. Mid-State Technical College is hosting their annual college camp on Wednesday, June 12th at the Wisconsin Rapids campus. Students entering 6th through 8th grades can choose from almost a dozen different sessions to discover their interests and explore careers and program options. They'll need to register by May 22nd. There's a $65 registration fee, but scholarships are available. You can visit mstc.edu/camp for more information. You can mark your calendars for a pregnancy expo this June in Stevens Point. Aspirus Stevens Point Hospital Birth Center is hosting a pregnancy expo on June 19th. All expecting women, along with their support persons and family, are invited to attend on Wednesday, June 19th from 6 to 7 p.m. Admission is free and no registration is needed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their three-game set against the Pirates in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' 24-year-old Sal Frelick made a spectacular catch in center field on Bally Sports.
To center field, Frelick on the move. Frelick's back, and he's got it! Oh, Superman in center! Sal Frelick, game in Milwaukee.
The Brewers went on to win 4-3. Manager Pat Murphy and why Frelick is just now beginning to show signs as an everyday player.
He's young. You know, remember how young he is, and then it's not just he's not just physically gifted.
College hoops, the new UW Green Bay men's basketball coach, Doug Gottlieb, told Inside Wisconsin what kind of player he expects to be on the team.
Knowing history of it, knowing that in Wisconsin and Minnesota and in the Plains, there's not a crazy amount of high major players. There's a lot. Kids want to play close to home.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be joined by former congressional candidate and small business owner Tom Pauzowitz. We'll be talking about money in politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 72 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and Seth and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We've got some fun stuff to take you to the top of the hour we're going to get into. Let's touch on this subject here. And I'd like to open this segment by, well, welcome to the team, everybody. Welcome to Team No Sleep. I am your host and president, James J. Maloff.
Wait a minute. Like to welcome you. Sign up for this. Let me check my paperwork here. I don't remember.
We signed you up. It was, you were actually signing up for something else, and in the small print, it was right there. Feel like you could have, if you feel like you could have used an extra hour or two of sleep last night, welcome to the club. According to a new Gallup poll, most of us aren't getting as much sleep as we'd like. It's the first time that's been the case since they started asking back in 2001.
Oh.
So this is the first time that the majority of Americans are underslept, according to this Gallup poll.
Wow.
57% of Americans say that they'd feel better if they got more shut-eye, and just 42% say that they get as much sleep as they need. Women are even more underslept. Only 36% say that they're getting enough sleep, compared to 48% of men. That is a big difference right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a pretty drastic change from when they asked in 2013. A decade ago, 56% of Americans said that they were getting enough sleep, and 43% weren't. But go further back, and the difference is pretty stark. A poll in 1942 found 59% of Americans were getting at least 8 hours of sleep a night, and only 3% were getting 5 hours or less.
Wow.
Today, just 26% of us are getting 8 hours, and the five-hour number has jumped to 20%.
Wow.
That's a big jump.
That is a huge difference in, like, not a very long time. I blame streaming.
I would like to, before we go too much further,
working three jobs.
That doesn't help.
Just wanted to look up, is sleep important? Is sleep important? Oh, yeah, it is. It is. Okay. So sleep is important. We've got that down. The search engine told me so, so it's got to be true. No, baby. We know sleep is important.
Yes.
We know how important sleep is. We know how much we need sleep, but we're not doing it. And why we're not doing it, I think that every one of us can go around the room here and give some reasons if we want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's understandable. I think that there's a lot of topics we've touched on that when it comes to this subject.
It's very true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this is the crux of where we are, where we have businesses that are pushing us more than we've ever been pushed before because there's being more asked of them than's ever been asked before. And we're in that day and age of where we're trying to figure a lot of these things out. We've got more and more people that are having to work more and more because just to make ends meet,
right?
Just to survive,
right?
Having to work overtime or need that just to be able to pay their bills,
to pay their rent,
yeah,
like yes. To a place to live. I mean, yikes!
It's pretty hard to get some sleep when you're tossing and turning in bed because you can't pay your rent,
right? You're worried about your finances.
Yeah. There's a lot of factors here, mm-hmm. and I don't know a whole lot being done to fix it. By society,
mm-hmm.
whether it is us as workers or consumers taking a stand and saying this has to stop, or our politicians and our government doing much about this. Because if the government was a person, I believe that person would be more inclined to push us to work than push us to take care of ourselves. That does not feel like, it's not the job of the government to take care of you. It's the job of the government to make sure to look out for you and to do certain things like that. But it is not the job of the government to hold your hand. It is not the job of the government to worry about your feelings. It is the government's job to do its job and make laws and all these other things and look out for us and
make
be
society
the
society a safe place for people.
Yes, yes. So I'm not saying this like this is the government's fault or something like that. Like, Lord knows we blame them for a month things that is not actually their fault and is so low-hanging fruit to be able to do that. But I feel like if you want this to change, it does involve politics a little bit because I am going to come back to minimum wage and child care. And I do think that those factors would play a big difference in this.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm wrong, you know what? Let's find out. Let's find out.
Give it a try.
Try it.
Yeah. If I'm wrong, I'll eat a hat. If
yeah, right.
I'm wrong, I'll be the first to admit, you know what? Child care wasn't as big of a deal as it seems like, and minimum wage actually should be $2. Like, I don't know.
Right.
If I'm wrong, I'll own it. But I'd like to. Man, we have talked about this a lot, and we have all done homework on these subjects. I cannot imagine. If anybody else has a better answer, please give it to me. 715-424-2600. But I really feel like if you truly care about society, care about the human race, mm-hmm. and care about people, these are the things that we need to be asking of our government, of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, since we are the ones that choose the government, yeah, we have to. We do have to take the responsibility for doing that, right? But yeah, for me, yeah, we should be at the point of what's the best way. The government should be what the government should be doing is getting us the tools we need to, you know, live the best way we can in order to make the country stronger, right? Mm-hmm. And, to make more people happy.
Let's for a moment just think about what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have available childcare. You have options of where you want to put your child into a, you know, a care situation. You have schools where your children get food, that where they have enough supplies in their mm-hmm. classroom that they don't have to do stuff the desk drives. We have work options that accommodate your work-life balance so that you have time to spend with your family and that you have time to go get your and take your kids to, you know, a soccer game afterwards, that they can be involved in the community and make friends in other schools in the community. You know, we got to focus too on what we want it to look like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, not just what we don't want it to look like, because right. we talked about that enough. Let's try a little harder to focus on what we want the outcome to be.
Right.
Yeah, I actually went right into where I wanted to wrap with this, with on a positive note, I think, that it, maybe I'm grasping at straws here a little bit, but I feel like this is a fixable thing. I think a lot of times we get into subjects that feel impossible or feel like, oh my God, how are we ever going to solve this or anything? I genuinely feel, while I don't have the perfect answer for you or anything, anybody, I do think that this is solvable. I do think that is a positive. It's oftentimes in life and society, we learn about something and we can take action on it. Mm-hmm. And we've seen this many times. I will constantly bring this up. There was a day and age where people didn't wear seatbelts. And there was a time and age where people thought nobody will ever do that on a regular basis, just like with recycling.
They
nobody
even
will ever
standard in cars.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. The society can change. Mm-hmm. We just have to be willing to make the change.
One of the biggest things that I push back against is the idea that where we are right now was inevitable. Yeah. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. These were decisions. These were choices that were made. Now we can make decisions now. We can make different choices, political,
don't always
personal.
Have to be the way they were.
Exactly. We do not have to sit back and say, "Oh, well, what are you going to do?" Yeah. No, we can. Yeah. We can do it. Yeah. We can have nice things.
Positive change. We act positively.
I would also like to once again welcome everybody to the club. The Nocturnal Insomniac newsletter is released periodically. There's not really a set schedule, but it usually comes out about 2 a.m.
Yep.
You'd be on the lookout for that in all your inboxes, everybody.
How to spend 8 hours doing nothing?
Yeah. It's a long article. It's a long article.
May put you to sleep.
That's the point.
One can only hope.
We'll be back with more Fun of the Morning Show here at WFHR.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Save big on supplies for your garden now at Menards. Grow a bountiful harvest with Miracle-Gro garden soil for vegetables and herbs. This enriched blend of compost provides essential nutrients, feeding them for up to 3 months. It also protects against over and under watering. Save big on Miracle-Gro at Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, we talk to the co-founder of Courage MKE, 1133 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 72 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
I'm coming home now right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay.
We hope you're having a great Wednesday out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James going to take you right to the top of the hour. Thanks so much for joining us throughout the show. We got good things coming up for you on the radio dial here. Jane, Matt, and Air coming up. Matt and Air on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to join us for that. It's a fun show. And Maggie Dawn's show. Maggie's show coming up a little bit later, too. Looking forward to all of that. We'll get into more of our schedule in a moment. But first, we got a That Ain't Right story for you.
Oh, we do.
If you're a high school senior, the worst news is a college rejection letter. Actually, scratch that. The worst news is getting accepted and then having it retracted.
Hey.
Ooh.
Georgia State University mistakenly sent out about 1,500 welcome emails for their upcoming school year. And technically, it wasn't an official acceptance letter, but the kids who got them definitely got that impression.
Oh, dear.
The school realized the error and sent out retractions. The follow-up notices explained the error and told the students they are still not they are still being considered. Apparently, the admissions process was incomplete and those welcome emails were just sent out prematurely.
Oops.
Naturally, a lot of students were upset. One mother said, "Our daughter won't talk about it. She wouldn't come out of her room all day. She's very disappointed." Georgia State University says that they will now be triple checking their process to make sure this never happens again.
Good idea.
Maybe quadruple check.
Quintuple.
Sometimes we have these stories where there is no bad guy. There is no villain. There is no hero. It's just people being people. It's just human error. Yeah,
it's a mistake.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yep.
But you still got to feel for these kids.
You do.
That's rough. I did not experience a ton of this, but I did have a little of this. And as somebody who I wasn't even 100% I was going to go to college going into my senior year, that hit the heart when, you know, you don't get accepted to a Steppenwolf or you don't get accepted to, you know, the university you want to go to.
Right. Well, I never had that problem because I'm brilliant and no.
Yeah. I figured you wouldn't be able. No. That ain't right. That ain't right.
No, that's pretty sad.
It's a tough one.
Really rough.
It's rough.
That's a big thing that you work towards, and filling out college applications is not a simple task.
No.
I do wish all those students well that did get letters, and hope they get some acceptance letters. We will get to a palate cleanser here, and I want to take some time talking about local events and maybe make a little bit more effort to do that in this segment. We've always ended our morning show with good stories and with local events. I want to even do more of that.
Okay.
Really save that for this last block. And one of the things I wanted to talk about comes to us from our good friend Tom, who joins us with our monthly veterans updates. Just wanted to share to the public that it may be interested in helping out. This Saturday, local Wisconsin Rapids veterans organizations will be placing American flags on the headstones of deceased veterans in three of the larger Wisconsin Rapids cemeteries. If you or a family or an organization would like to help with this honor or of our deceased brothers and sister veterans, we'll be meeting at the Forest Hill Mausoleum at 9:45 a.m. and beginning to place flags at 10 a.m. Over 3,300 graves will be decorated with flags at these ceremonies.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is.
Again, if you would like to be a part of this, you just got to show up. They'll meet at 9:45 at the Forest Hill Mausoleum right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Meet them over there and give a hand.
Yep. Many hands make for short work.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We'll have more information on our vets coming up with our news and notes in this
Memorial
segment.
Day coming up. Lots coming up. Yeah.
A lot of great events.
Happening.
A lot of good ones. A couple of things going on here in studio. I want to remind you that we got 2024 pocket schedules for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
We do.
Yeah, never miss a game.
That's right.
Come pick them up. Say hi to Pam. Get yourself a schedule and be ready for the season when it kicks off May 27th.
Yes.
Ooh.
Just take it out of your pocket before you put your clothes in the laundry.
boy.
But if you do that, just come back and get another one.
Yeah. Lots. Yeah. But I did actually do that once. I remember doing that. That was hilarious. As soon as she said that, I'm like, oh my God, did Melissa know I did that? That was great.
It's me. I'm guilty.
I see. We have a good one lined up for you with Midday Magazine today. Join us at 3 o'clock where we'll welcome in Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zacher. Matt and I are going to talk about local events. It's going to be fun. Great event. Yep. Great time to talk to him, and looking forward to that. And in part two, we're going to talk with Aaron Hess and our Southwood County YMCA.
Nice.
Oh, great.
Always good for an update from them.
Talk about Camp Alexander coming up.
Yes. Yeah.
An open house this weekend.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to get into that and plenty more with them. Keep in mind, everybody, tomorrow we've got some great high school softball on the radio dial for you. Nakusa hosting Nielsville, Granton, postseason action going on. Mike and Seth going to cover it for you.
Weather permitting.
Weather permitting. Yes.
This spring, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I shout out to Pam and Seth.
Yeah, especially Pam.
The versatility you two have done with covering these games. For those that don't know, just look behind the curtain quick. It's not just that we schedule these games and our computer systems and our schedules have to make room for them.
Yep.
But when a game doesn't happen, you have to fill that time. Yep. Pam has to rush in and take care of that, not just for our listeners, but our sponsors, and make sure theirs are taken care of.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Seth has to adjust his schedule. Right. Mike has to adjust his.
Yeah, we have special sponsors for shows. So there's no game. We got to take those out and all this. Yeah. So yeah, it's been interesting.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting spring this year.
Spinning plates.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of work that goes into bringing you great high school sports.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't do it without our great sponsors.
Right.
We appreciate all of them. Be a part of the team. See how you can help promote local high school sports.
Yes.
We're always looking for more advertisers. 424-1300, and we'll get you in touch with Ashley.
That's right.
I also wanted to make sure that we mentioned this. There was Rams choir concert going on tonight for grades 6, 7, and 8. This will be taking place at 5:30 at the Rams Auditorium.
Yes.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. It's going to be a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
And then this Friday, the Nakusa High School and Alexander Middle Schools have their Pops concert happening, their choir Pops concert.
Awesome.
Cool.
That'll be again this Friday, 6 o'clock at their high school auditorium over there in beautiful Nakusa. Go check that one out, everybody.
Nothing but Randy Newman songs, James. No, I'm just kidding.
Mental health matters. I might need mental health. Together we thrive. Join us for a mental health awareness event hosted by NAMI, our friends over at the Portage County offices.
Mm-hmm.
They're hosting this tonight, I should say, 4:30 to 8. This will be taking place over at the Piffner Building in Stevens Point at 401 Franklin Street. They're going to have yoga, live music, resource fair, photo booth, free food. This is a fun, free event. We encourage you to come on down or bring the family down. You've heard Melissa talk about this in her news breaks. It's an important one and a fun one to take a part on.
A lot of great events.
Open to all ages.
Yeah, this month, this Mental Health Awareness Month, there's been a lot of great activities around here.
Absolutely.
It's been good.
A lot of great work by the community doing a lot of that.
Yes.
Did want to mention as well that Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are going to be performing tomorrow.
Woo!
Hey.
Join them at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center every first and third Thursday of the month. Pete and the gang have been entertaining us for years, and they're so much fun.
Yeah.
It's not only some of the better music you'll hear, but some of the better stories you'll hear.
Pete is a storyteller, man.
He's
great.
He's as good on those keys as he is on that microphone.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like a sample of that, Pete joined us on the Director's Cut a while back.
Go check it out on the podcast. Yeah,
go check that out and all of our shows out there. That's a fun one. Be sure to check out Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor every first and third Thursday over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes.
And keep in mind, they got a great gift shop there as well.
They do. Lots of local art there. Yeah.
Great way to support local artists.
Mm-hmm.
And supporting local, our good friends over at Family Natural Foods have supported local for a very long time. They've worked with us for decades, and we like to support them. Want to remind everybody that coming up at the end of the month, Wednesday, May 29th at 5:15, we got a legend coming to town. Terry Talks Nutrition. Learn from Terry Lemron, a maker of Kerman and many other fine products. They're going to talk about natural products that are better than drugs. This will take place over at the First Baptist Church. Keep that in mind, everybody. We'll talk more about this as we get closer to it. They'll have a meet and greet after and the best sale ever on his products.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Join our friends over at Family Natural Foods. Wish them a good morning at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Also, Stuff the Bus Desk, the combination will be coming up here soon. The Stuff the Desk event is now open for registration. It's a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way to ensure every student has the supplies they need to learn. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. To participate, parents or guardians must register by Thursday, August 1st. So you have plenty of time, but it is first come, first serve, everyone. So make sure you do it as quickly as possible. Go to their website, uwswac.org, or call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. The event itself will be August 16th and 17th at East Junior High School at 311 Lincoln Street. There will be a chance for walk-ins, but there's no guarantee that anything will be left. The Stuff the Bus event to collect all these supplies will be coming up on Lunch by the River Thursday, August 1st. So make sure you get all your stuff ready and bring it to Lunch by the River Thursday, August 1st.
Mm-hmm. Find out more at uwswac.org. Keep in mind it is a Wednesday. We all know what that means.
Bingo!
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 Bingo at the Wisconsin Office Elks Lodge. You'll join them. Their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6.
6:30.
It's a great time, great atmosphere. And keep in mind that when you are spending money with the Elks Lodge, you are putting back into your community. Because, boy, do they put back into this community.
They do indeed.
Appreciate our friends over at the Elks Lodge. Enjoy some bingo and have some fun over there tonight and every Wednesday. Great show,
early,
you two.
So you get a table.
That's right.
Yeah, good point, Melissa.
You too, James.
Guys, have a great day.
You too.
We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is local.